brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Detective Mike Zullo is going to be in studio with us. He's here in Austin, Texas. He was here for Abbott's announcement. He's going to run against Barry, which is good. Abbott's a lot better than Barry. That's why Perry's been sounding so libertarian lately, is because he's up against some competition. Old Pony Boots, as they call him. But let's go back to Lionel, who is a former prosecutor out of Tampa, Florida, and a syndicated TV/radio host based out of New York. In closing, finish that point you were making, but what do you make of the fact that the police are letting people block roads and beat up cameramen and push on people's cars and knock out windows? I'm not looking for trouble, but I just can't help it. Somebody blocks my car, bows up to me. I pray to God every day that I learn how to back down. Well, I'm worried this is going to blow up like Reginald Denny if the media doesn't keep putting gasoline on it.
Well, Alex, I'm not familiar with some of those facts. I will tell you, though, that if we use some of the rather strict law enforcement techniques of the TSA and use that rather sometimes draconian, no-nonsense approach, perhaps we wouldn't have problems like this because, you know, people have to be allowed to protest, and that's fine. There's also something very scary, Alex, when...
Yeah, wait a minute. I'm all for protesting. I don't want the highway blocked and then people roughing up cameramen.
Violence is never warranted. You know, when you put out the word, now we want you to be calm. What you're doing in a weird way, Alex, is you're tacitly providing the message that there is a logical connection to violence, perhaps, and dissatisfaction with the verdict. Because why would I suggest that you not do something, which I'm almost suggesting is a natural reaction? But let me just clear up one thing, which is
the most... No, that's like when a cop says, why are you getting upset when you're not, to make you get upset.
Or if I said, Alex, whatever you do, do not bang your head against the wall right now. Do not do that. Well, why would I do? Well, maybe that's warranted.
But here
is the thing. There are people who make up facts. I'm telling you. You know, Tolstoy said that history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. And in the case of the official accounts, everything from the Vietnam War to you name it, people start to repeat memes. And there is this thing, this theme that is being repeated. I heard somebody that was a candidate for New York mayor who said that an unarmed man was shot dead. And I'm thinking, well, by its strictest definition, perhaps yes, but you're leaving out a lot of reasons behind that. The law of self-defense, Alex, is natural. It is not provided for by statute, and this was not stand your ground. It was not stand your ground. Let me repeat, it wasn't standard ground. This was common law, natural law, the ability to protect yourself. Because remember, under the laws of Florida, he had a carry permit. It has to be concealed. It's a carrying a concealed firearm permit. You can't wear it exterior to you. During the fight, he testified that he saw Trayvon going for this gun. That's when it escalated. Had that not happened, again, we can play what if. Had that not happened, had George Zimmerman not had physical damage to his head, there could very well be a conviction for either second-degree murder.
Exactly, or if he'd have shot him more than once, because it would have shown the cravenness of it.
Or shot him from a distance, or had said something. Or if it took one witness, just one witness, John Good, for example, to look outside and say, Trayvon was miles away when he started shooting feverishly. If one person saw O.J. kill his wife, if one person saw the decomposing body of Casey Anthony, great, what if?
Spoken like a true cracker ass.
Well, here is the bottom line also.
I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm from Florida, and interestingly enough, to be a cracker is a distinction of honor. It means you're a native, so I take part offense at that.
Hey, you're awesome. Listen, we're out of time. I want to get you back up later this week for a full hour on the nightly news. We'd have you on tonight, but I know you got to go do your own TV show. LionelMedia.com. Folks can follow you there at Twitter as well. Thank you so much, Lionel.
Thank you, sir.
All right, great job. And, of course, I'm joking, folks. I'm just having some fun because the mainstream media is promoting that.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I know we got your phone calls up there. We're going to get to you and get into the whole Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman fiasco that the media and the Justice Department are trying to stir up on record. But we'll do that in the second half of this hour. He's also going to be interviewed for Obama Deception 2 and hopefully for the nightly news if he's got time to do all of that after the main radio show. Lieutenant Mike Zullo is a former law enforcement office criminal investigator for New Jersey, trained in fingerprint identification, narcotics investigations, homicide, domestic violence, etc. He joined Sheriff Joe Arpaio's Maricopa County Sheriff's Cold Case Posse in 2005 when he moved to Arizona. Lieutenant Zullo has been commander of the Cold Case Posse for the past 7 years and is Sheriff Arpaio's lead investigator to reveal any and all evidence to determine if President Obama's identification document is valid. It was their goal to clear the document as authentic and move the country forward. And I've talked to people that were there, like Sheriff Mack, who was being asked first to do this, and it was just so many constituents. He said, okay, I'll do it. Guys, I'm sure this isn't true, because I don't know people that were there at the meeting. And then they're like, no, it's fake. And it's like, oh, no. And that's why the Justice Department's come after him now. You've seen all this. And again, we don't even know from my research who Obama is. Three aliases, proven, record sealed, hanging out with a communist pornographer that looks just like him, that his grandfather would bring him to in the summers. I mean, just his wife saying in all these speeches, he's from Kenya, born there, in the Harvard Review as the head lawyer. As the head of the Harvard Review saying that he was from Kenya, his book deal proposal saying he was from Kenya, and then saying, you're crazy if you say that. I believe more and more now that it is Dreams of My Real Father, the film, that shows who his real dad was, that was another cover. So from my view, we don't know who he is. We know he's lying. We know there's a cover-up. And, you know, you're a detective with a distinguished background. You've been burrowed into this now for several years. You were already there on the cold case, you know, dealing with serious crimes, Mike. So you didn't even ask for this. It was thrown in your lap by Sheriff Arpaio. So break down the saga, what it's been like, what's going on, the certified people that you've had, some of the top forensic experts in the country, the criminal case that's coming up, the Supreme Court of Alabama. From as best you know, what's going on here, and what should the viewers know out there, the listeners know? Because you know what MSNBC is going to do. They'll probably play a clip of this and go, they're crazy, and you know they're saying our dear leader is a fraud, but that's all they say. They say we're crazy. What's really going on?
Well, Sheriff Arpaio did take this on, and we really went in there with the intention that this thing isn't going to be anything. Let's go in. Let's clear the document, move the country forward. That was what the sheriff wanted. And it was like 24 hours later, I had to call the sheriff and say, we're going to have a problem here. We're 21 months into this now, and I can tell you this. We believe 100% that the document is a created, 100% fabricated birth certificate. It is not real. As a matter of fact, to use the word document is erroneous. It is a PDF file. It never started its life as a paper document. It was built inside a computer. Other documents were scanned in, and pieces of those documents were then utilized to create this fabrication. It's the only birth certificate I'm aware of that has 9 links and 9 layers. The only document that I'm aware of that the registrar's stamp that gives its official authenticity has been imported into that document. It comes in vertical. It's rotated 90 degrees horizontal and placed on the document. And you can move it all over the place. That document is a forgery. And if that document is a forgery, what was offered to the American people is absolutely nothing, Alex. What it really says is there is no proof on that birth narrative. There's no proof that Obama Sr. is the father, and there's no proof that Stanley Ann Dunham is the mother. There's no other information to back up those claims.
And it goes on and on. As you know, the State Department had the fake dad, who looks nothing like Obama, thrown out saying it's a sham marriage, he's not the dad. I mean, that's mainstream news. It just goes on. I remember 4 years ago, they're going, he wasn't named Barry Sotero. That's a conspiracy. Now it's like, oh, yeah, my name was Barry Sotero. Oh, yeah, I went to this mosque. Oh, my name was, he's got all these weird names. Bottom line, I know you're a detective, you deal with facts, but why is it so fake? What do you think's going on? Is it meant to be a diversion? What is it?
You know, I don't really think it's meant to be a diversion, and I've heard that argument. What I think happened here, I think somebody either made a mistake or in haste, they put out the wrong file. And when it hit the internet through the White House servers, it was about 20 minutes, 130,000 some odd people had downloaded.
They didn't flatten it.
They didn't flatten it. It was done in error. Now they have to live with this. And if you notice the way they've been handling this is they don't say anything about it. They let the little minions do it. I think there's something very nefarious going on here. And I think part of the reason why you see no action on it, which is, you know, you've been saying for a long time, I think NSA is the reason why you see no action on this. I think they've got dirt on people that they shouldn't have any.
Well, that's not coming out, yeah.
Well, you know, you can control a lot of people with that kind of stuff. This needs to go to Congress. That's what Sheriff Arpaio has been asking for, and I'm in the process of trying to get it there. And in your great state of Texas, we have Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who's expressed a lot of interest in this. And I believe, Steve, once I sit down and really dissect this topic with you, I think he's going to take some
action. Man, he's a great guy.
I love Steve.
It's so weird that it's like Texas that's resisting everything. And then now the Democrats are in the news saying, we're going to take over Texas. Here's the headline where they say that, you know, we're going to turn it into a blue state. And I'm not even a big Republican. I'm more of a libertarian. But it's really creepy to see how they're intimidating the press, they're intimidating the media, they're trying to intimidate our PIO.
Yes.
And even liberals I know go, oh, yeah, you know, Obama kind of is a thug. And look at his attorney general. And now they're talking about arresting Rupert Murdoch. And I mean, if they start arresting the heads of even mildly conservative media, this is like turning into Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia or something. I mean, it's reaching the threshold of ultra over-the-top creepy.
Well, then I'll tell you that Rupert Murdoch, and I know you know Jerry Corsi very well. When I was working closely with Jerry on this in the beginning, Jerry received information of what was going to happen to Rupert Murdoch, and I am watching it unfold. So this stuff is in a mix. These guys are planning things out. They are taking actions that have been designed months, years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting into play.
Exactly. I mean, I literally have no dirt on me. I don't even speed anymore. And we've got bureaucrats and harassment I don't get into on air coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden. It's exactly what the head of WorldNet Daily said, Joseph Farrell, last year. Because I never got persecuted like this by Bush, and I was critical of him. I mean, people do not understand this is a criminal operation. And I don't know, you don't want to prejudice yourself probably agreeing with that. It's just that I'm getting to the point where, getting back to the birth certificate, going over this criminal complaint, what's the greatest hits of this document that people should know about and where this is going?
Well, you have a document that's comprised of 9 layers, and what it was really designed to do, the intent of it is to deceive. The intent of this document was to fool the unsuspecting public, to give you a document, and I do believe it was a precursor to Jerry Corsi's book, Where's the Birth Certificate? I believe they were concerned that book was going to come out, and they launched this document. But what this really says is, we don't really care what we show you. We're just going to show you something, and we're going to expect you to believe it. And if you look into his narrative, that's everything you've been fed. You see photographs, you're told these are the players. You see a photograph, you're told this is where I was or this is who I was sitting with, and you're expected to believe this. But when you start looking at some of those photographs themselves have been digitally altered. So everything about this is a facade. When you try to work the background of this individual, the trail goes cold. You can't find certain information. Certain information has either been now scrubbed or it's been locked away where you can't get to it. The fate of this birth certificate coming out the way it did, if they had flattened this document, probably the only argument would have been the fonts, and it would have gone nowhere, because every document examiner tells you, we can't tell you that unless we see an original. Our document examiner, who happens to be a court-certified 20 years in business, actually worked for Perkins Coie as a certified document examiner. This is the law firm that represents Obama on every one of these issues.
Wow.
Going to be difficult for them to overcome that. And when he tells you it is a 100% fabrication, you can take that to the bank. It's a 100% fabrication. So the implications to this are huge. And the reason why I don't really think that this was some kind of joke is the penalties for this under U.S. code, under U.S. statute, they're up to 20 years in prison. The manufacture, the display, the passing on of this kind of document, you're looking at some serious jail time. Now, you go back into the way this document was released, and they set up Mr. Obama with plausible deniability.
And it was done clearly in response to Jerry Corsi's book coming out the next week. I mean,
I do believe that.
It was so obvious, and the media was all poised to attack and slander and say the book had been recalled when it wasn't. You could see a clear psyops. You don't do that against something that is a fraud.
Right.
You only act like that when you're scared to death.
Exactly. And I really do believe it was a preemptive strike trying to neutralize that book. And as Jerry could attest to, because we received the same information, it was not 24 hours after the release of this birth certificate, mainstream media, Fox News, nobody would talk about this issue anymore. And I have individuals, and I cannot divulge who they are for fear of their losing their occupation, in that genre that told me straight out, we were threatened. If we talk about this any longer, we're going to be fired.
Oh, I talk to press all the time to get threatened. They're told point blank, don't even criticize Obama.
So you don't have a free press anymore. When you don't have a free press, how do you vet a president? This man has never been vetted. This man has never gone through the ringer of being vetted. You know, and with Sheriff Arpaio, it's kind of like a joke in his office. I say, you know, Sheriff, he can't pass the background check to be the janitor in your jail.
Well, that's what I'm going to talk about when we come back. I've read a lot of history, and I've read a lot of Cold War stuff, and the only time I've seen backgrounds with people, to use a fiction account, it's like No Way Out with Kevin Costner, the only time you've got backgrounds this shaded and different things is when it is a sleeper cell foreign infiltrator. Now he could be a corporate infiltrator, whatever he is, but I've never seen somebody that has a Manchurian candidate cutout. And you only see this with somebody that is an operative of something. And so it's really scary because I didn't really get into the birth certificate thing and covered it until I saw that fake. And then I said, oh, my gosh, this is all real. Mike Zulo's our guest. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut. As the CEO of PowerSwab's teeth whitening system, I'm always amazed at how white teeth changes people's lives.
I feel confident in my smile. I feel that it's a good-looking smile.
I feel like my teeth are sparkling now, and every time I smile, I want to smile bigger.
The PowerSwab's teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, PowerSwabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-371-6841. That's 1-800-371-6841. I guarantee your friends will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-371-6841. 1-800-371-6841.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The head. head of the cold case posse. Went out there in 2005 to help, you know, investigate for Sheriff Opio all these stacks of murders. And I'd love to get you on sometime for like 2 hours on the nightly news just to talk about all the other cases you've been on. It's so interesting about digging through cold cases and going after, you know, stuff that other people have given up on. But you look at this. We were talking during the break about the fact of, hey, you better get life insurance, vice versa, and the type of stuff that goes on. Because people don't know how real this is until you get the harassment. But I was saying during the break, I think we see the takeover happening. You were like, yeah, no, it's happening right now with the persecution of press and the not caring. I mean, where do you think this country's going?
I'm afraid to think about that. I think we are at a critical point, and I think you are seeing, and I think you've said it before, people are starting to wake up. But they've got to pick up the pace. I mean, we have some really bad problems. I mean, you have situations here where you could almost look at it as the police are becoming an extension of this. There are rights being violated all over the place. Constitution is meaning nothing. You know, the whole incident down in Florida right now, you know, a man is demonized for carrying around in the chamber of a 9mm. That's no different than a guy having a 5-shot revolver. There's rounds in the chamber.
It's exactly. Different.
But this is what they do. They take it and they start with these themes and they keep perpetuating these as if they're truths. And they're not. They're fables. So we're in a really difficult place. And I think the battle is really for the mind. Because if they can convince you of things, they could give you scenarios where you have to give up your rights and slowly give up your rights. We all know what the Founding Fathers said about that.
And they just announced now the CIA is going to domestically engage in propaganda covertly.
That's what I heard.
I mean, they're just putting it all out now. It's like, yeah, we'll arrest you and disappear you. Yeah, we'll kill you. What do you think about Michael Hastings' car blowing up? He says, I'm going on the run. I've got something that's going to bring him down. The FBI's visiting. And it turned out I've talked to the family off record, so they all got visited. And the FBI's like, we didn't visit anybody. And then the car blows up, the engine goes the opposite direction.
Well, you know, I haven't had any information on that except what I've been told. And what I'm told is it looks like the automobile came and rested upon that tree.
Yes.
There was no real front-end damage. So that makes it very difficult for me to think how a complete engine goes 350 feet the other way. I mean, something happened there, especially that he was making those kinds of telephone calls. My bigger concern is, you know, like Breitbart, he had something other than what we've been shown.
Oh, he said it's going to bring him down.
And
the biggest thing ever.
And that's never surfaced. So,
well, isn't it a telltale when he's been dead 45 minutes and somebody in the hospital says no foul play, and then the coroner dies of arsenic poisoning? The guy that did his body.
I know. They're things that it's very difficult. From our business, we work in facts and evidence and proof. So for us to speculate is dangerous, but I will tell you, that's strange.
Well, when it starts piling up.
It does. It does. And when it starts piling up like that, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when something's a coincidence, you get a onesie or a twosie. Not 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those aren't coincidences anymore. Somebody is doing something on purpose. Something is happening here. Something's been off.
Exactly. If you had one hit and run out in the country of, say, an old lady, okay, hit and run. But if you had five, well, we've got a serial killer.
Exactly.
I mean, it's obvious.
It's obvious. It becomes obvious. And there are things that happen in these situations where you could almost mirror them in other ones. You know, there's always the precursors. Who says what? Who says he's going to do this? And all of a sudden he disappears. You know, so you have to be mindful of that. But, you know, this is real. This is not a fake game that's being played here. And that birth certificate, that is nothing more than an error. They released that in error. And I think the American people have the right to know who their president is and where he was born.
One of our reporters, Gigi Arnett, went out to L.A. and actually went to the tree. It's barely damaged. We just showed some footage of it. And then Nomi Prinz, who lives out there, also a journalist, she said she went and looked at it the day after, and it was barely even scratched. And that's what the photo showed as it came to rest. The witnesses all said it blew up in the middle of the road. So if my car blows up like that, I want an investigation.
Oh, I would think so. And what's great about that, you know, eyewitness testimony, you know, you could have five people witness the same accident, and they always see something different. They're never 100% in sync with each other. But the main event usually is. And when you've got witnesses, more than one, telling you this thing blew up before it hit the tree, you could take it to the bank. It blew up before it hit the tree.
They described it as a jackknife with an 18-wheeler that's different, but basically it went up in the air and then flew over up against the tree. And the engine shot the other direction. I'd have to have a demolitions expert on, but that almost sounds like a bomb on top of the engine because it would blow down, blowing the engine out towards the back and in the car. I mean, and that's all kinetic. I guess you'd have to talk to a physicist.
Yeah, I'm not the guy that does that. You know, our explosive experts may have a different opinion. But
sure, but if you hit a tree, the engine doesn't blow out the back.
It doesn't blow out the back. No, and you have to hit it with some force to move it that far, too. And you would have such front-end damage on that vehicle, such damage to that tree. I mean, the tree is a tree, but it's wood. It's gonna be damaged, especially with that kind of impact. And if there is, like they say, nothing there, that's a problem.
Unbelievable. Let's come back and get more into this fraudulent birth certificate that you get out of a Cracker Jack box and how we turn this country around with Mike. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll also give you the Cold Case Posse website on the other side.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to take some calls. They're all over the map. David, Nick, Ryan, Ernest, John, everybody after Mike, Zulo, and myself sit here and have some time and talk about other issues. MCSO.org. And that redirects to mcsoccp.org, and that is the Criminal Enforcement Special Services Cold Case Posse out of Arizona. And there's a lot of important things on that site, and it's also supported outside of the Sheriff's Department funding mechanism. So tell us a little bit about the Cold Case Posse and how people can support it.
The Cold Case Posse is a separate organization, if you will. It's a 501(c). Our mission is to voluntarily help the sheriff's office, and we are in service to the sheriff himself. Everything that we do, especially in this investigation, cannot be supplemented financially by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. That's what actually enabled this investigation to happen, because if Sheriff Arpaio had to use taxpayer dollars, they would have been on him in a minute to shut it down. So everything that we do, every trip that I take, every place that I go, we have to pay for it. It's paid for it out of donated funds. So, you know, any donation, $5, $10, it all.
Absolutely. And tell us about this criminal complaint. What's going on with this case in Alabama?
Alabama was actually an elections case that was done way before we got involved with the Alabama thing. What happened over there is, I guess, Judge Moore, the Ten Commandments judge, has got this now in the Supreme Court. And the Alabama Democratic Party put in what's called an amicus brief, a friend of the court brief, and they attempted to put forth accusations against the evidence that was introduced by attorney Larry Klayman in this case regarding the birth certificate. So Mr. Klayman had called me up and he asked me if I would do him a favor and put together a rebuttal document, an affidavit about the investigation, what I could tell him at this point. And that's what I did. I believe that's about 30 pages, 100 some odd points of interest are in there. And I think it would behoove everyone who's watching this that has an interest in this, read this. This is a sworn affidavit that I submitted to a superior court. That means I could be held liable for perjury if
sure.
there's anything in here.
And then what's this criminal complaint I'm hearing about?
Well, the criminal complaint, we're trying to put together a criminal case, trying to bring about a criminal complaint. The problem with this is, you know, this has only come to us 21 months ago, and to everybody it seems like an eternity. But when you're trying to put together information like this to bring forth these kind of charges, you have normally the assistance of other law enforcement authorities, especially federal authorities. We don't have that in this. We can't call up the FBI and ask them for help.
Now you're having to go through hell just to get each little piece.
Every piece, and everything takes time. And
everything takes money.
Money and time. And what I have to do is, you know, even like I think I told you earlier, you were the first video I ever saw of anything with this, and you guys were taking apart the document. Well, every step that you did, I have to times three go get that analyzed to make sure it's correct. And then we could put that in to our report and use this information.
Well, that was just our quick analysis of it, dealing with videos, dealing with Photoshop, dealing with documents. We have some folks that have worked in documents. And we just knew when they said, oh, it's always in layers. It's not in layers unless it was originally in layers, meaning it's a made-up document. It'd be one layer. It'd be the image of the document. And then we saw the fonts and all of it and just said, this looks really suspicious. Were we accurate?
Yeah, you were accurate. Very accurate. Especially the layering thing. You're going to have people try to put forth theories that the layering could be done because of automated processes and software. Well, we have extensively researched that. We put this document through 1,200 computerized tests, trying to get a replication of the Obama document, and you can't do it.
So they drop the ball massively, and we do that all the time when we're doing an article and we think it's right, but we publish it and then it doesn't all go up, or there's a problem, or all of it, you know, and we're not doing fraud, it's just a bunch of articles and documents, it'll get scrambled. And then one time we had a bunch of traffic to the site, we couldn't get it down to put up the right one for like 2 hours, and people thought we put out a messed up document on purpose. But again, with this, they just jumped the gun, or what happened?
Well, I can't tell you what exactly happened there. What we know is this, that document sat in a Mac computer 20 minutes before it was uploaded to the White House website server in a program called Preview. And that's of a particular interest to us.
Because it has timestamps?
Yes. But Preview has a capability of erasing what's called metadata from other programs. So the other programs that were used to create that document, they suspected or thought that it was going to erase all that information, and all you're left would be is Preview and the PDF file itself. Our forensic experts were actually able to go in and find remnants of metadata that then told us what other programs were in fact used.
And for folks that don't know, it's just like photos on a card that get wiped. You can put them into a program that actually resurrects them.
Resurrects it. And so we know how the document was put together. We know what processes were done to put the document together.
And that's in this document. Break down for folks that aren't experts in this, basically what was done.
Basically, the document started itself, like I said, as a computer file. What they did is they took other source documents. Now, you have to realize they took other birth certificates, real ones, scanned them into a computer, and then systematically took information from different documents to create the PDF image that everybody saw released when the president released it. They painstakingly lifted date stamps. They painstakingly lifted words and letters on words in a cut and paste fashion to lay this upon layer to give you an impression of a complete document when it was done, even going as far as replicating the green safety paper computerized. So they make it look to you as if this is real, but it's not. And when you take apart those layers, you could actually take those layers, turn them on and off, and you can see exactly what was moved.
Why didn't Obama or his people just go to the CIA that are experts in making documents fake that you can't even tell?
I'm thinking that this was done on a lower level than that. Let me say this. I am concerned that the person that may have put this document together for them may have been, and for lack of a better word, I mean no disrespect to nobody, where if something were to happen to that
person, sure, you want to keep this close to your vest because this is blackmailable if you have an agency do it. That's why they always create corporations, private groups outside of it, so they can even keep that secret from the government.
Yeah, and you make something happen to that one individual that put it together, nobody's going to pay any attention to it.
So we should be looking, and I know that's what Dr. Corsi's been doing, at people in and around the White House that might have been falling down, hitting their heads.
Looking for it. Look at everybody. I read the paper every day looking to see if something happened to somebody. We have some people of interest, and we're keeping tabs on them. This is, I think, something that started out very small, but has grown now.
Sure. How dumb would you have to be if they come to you and go, hey, you're good at Photoshop and have done some documents, cut this up for us? I mean, you've got to know with a mafia like this, if there's ever a problem, you're going to be sleeping with the fishes.
Well, people do things and don't realize it. You know, first of all, if you got a big chunk of money or it's to help, you know, the man that you wanted to put in that White House, you know, people do things for the sake of just doing them. It's very strange to me. But a lot of times people don't look at the other
side. Well, it's peer pressure.
Peer pressure, not knowing there's always another side to the coin. You know, if somebody's asking you to help them do something that may not be 100% legitimate, you know, you got to ask yourself why.
Shifting gears into the kind of stuff we have to deal with, because I guess you use the communist term, but from a libertarian perspective, fellow travelers, you deal with a lot of, you're telling me, stuff with the phone and harassment and things. Everybody does this, you know, trying to expose what's happening, but I think you made the point that you can clearly see they're going for it all. I mean, there's the feeling of, wow, nobody's stopping them. Everybody's scared and intimidated. They're going to go all the way. Can you elaborate on, just from your research and being, you know, in and around government and a detective from New Jersey, talking to other colleagues in law enforcement and people, are people as creeped out as I am or as creeped out as you are?
I don't think they are. I mean, people that have started to pay attention to this, yes. I think the scandals with the IRS, that's gotten people's attention. I don't even think they realize the severity of that. But when you have an incident like Benghazi and you can't get a special committee together to investigate that, there's a big problem.
That's blackmail.
Yeah, and people that are in law enforcement realize that that's a big problem. Fast and furious, there are still people being shot with those weapons. And when you
a police chief last week?
Yes, and when you have an email that says we're going to use this to attack the Second Amendment, I think there's some statutes in U.S. Code that talk about that.
Yeah, that's false flag. That's a frame-up. I mean, that's premeditated racketeering.
And it's here. And it's here, and it's being done. And you know, it's almost hiding in plain sight, if you will.
Exactly. I've studied history, and that's the point. When a Hitler, when a Stalin, when a Mao can get away with anything, it always just... It's a criminal culture where all their minions now can't get in trouble. I mean, these guys are like invincible if we don't take them down. How do we stop them?
You know, I don't know if I have the answer to that question. I know that the upcoming elections are going to be very important. And I think that people are going to have to pay mind to, you don't want lip service anymore. You want to know what that candidate's going to do when you put them in there, because you don't need any more of this. You need people that are going to have the backbone to want to get to the bottom line and the answers to these things that have been happening and are willing to take the steps to prevent it from happening in the future. And I think, you know, our biggest problem right now, Alex, our voices are silenced. Our voices are silenced. If it wasn't for Steve Stockman, I don't know where we would go with this. I mean, that's one man standing up. He is going to need your support if he does what I believe he's going to do.
Yeah, do people get what we're going through? I'm not asking for people to go, oh, you're a hero. I'm asking for them to support us because I have a compulsion to stand up against bullies my whole life. I'm not even some good guy. I just instinctively get angry about it. And everybody thinks, oh, we'll just go along, it'll be okay. No, then the dam breaks, the corrupt take over everything, the society collapses. We've got to have people stand up and exactly support people when they go and do the right thing.
You have to. And right now I think you're seeing, you know, when you see the Republicans turn on the younger Republicans or calling them wing nuts or whatever they've been calling them lately. You know,
Karl Rove.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're scared of the real Tea Party people.
Yes.
So they've all got them surveilled. They know Steve Stockman's good.
Yeah.
They know Rand Paul's good. They know that Cruz is good, Ted Cruz. They know. That's why they've got the Republicans and Democrats circling the wagons. They've had internal tapes, as you know, a month ago come out of Biden to millionaire donors. Going, we got to do something about these real Tea Party people. We got to go after them. Because there's the answer.
Right. There's the answer. And you know what it is? It's people that are based in the Constitution. You know, that's the thing that's dying in this country more than anything else. It's our Constitution. You go back, and I remember growing up in New Jersey. You know, that's basically a Democratic state. And we grew up fine. You know why? Because we may have differences from Republican to Democrat, but we had the Constitution. And that was the thing that held us together. They are eroding that. People don't even understand it anymore. They don't even know what's in it.
Well, they're abolishing it.
They are.
I mean, they've got a wrecking ball. They've already torn like half of it out. And now the second half's going to go faster than the first half.
That's the concern. And I think you can see that this is escalating. You know, you have the Justice Department now jumping into whatever happened down there in Florida. All of a sudden we have a civil rights violation. You know, 10 years ago, that would just be what it is. A man defending his life. He was afraid for his life. Now we have a civil rights violation. I don't understand the thinking anymore. It's, if we don't get what we want in one court, we'll just fight another court. We'll bring you through another court. We'll just do whatever we want to do until we railroad you. And to me, that looks like that's what's going to happen down there again. You know, you have to start to worry about that. You know, it's pretty clear when you have, for lack of a better word, a lynching. And to me, that's what is going on.
Speaking of that, I want to get to some callers on this subject, but people need to go to MCSOCCP.org. That's the Criminal Enforcement Special Services Cold Case Posse. In fact, there's a shorter website. It's MCSO.org, MCSO.org, and donate today. And Lieutenant Mike Zullo is here with us today. And again, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to destroy everything. And I've been real critical of the Republicans because they're a mafia, too, especially the old guard. But I'm telling you, this 2014 election coming up, I'm going to say this now. The Democratic mafia is going to take completely over. They're going for it all right now. You've got to vote Republican. And I've just got to that point realizing that you've got to vote for Tea Party people, real Tea Party people. The mainline Republicans have tried to take it over. They haven't been able to. Now they're trying to destroy it. You got to go after the Republicans that are working with the Democrats. And you've got to vote for real Tea Party Republicans. You've got to run yourself. We've got to block, because if they end up getting the House and they've got the trifecta, it's over. I mean, I'm telling you, they're going to bring in, they've already billed him as the new Lincoln, who's going to wage war and basically demonize anybody that's a constitutionalist as like some type of Confederate. That's the branding I already see.
Well, you know, and here's something that was just alarming to me. I've had the opportunity now to visit several congresspeople in Washington, and I've heard this more than once. Republicans say they have no voice. They have no microphone in Congress. Now, if they're telling me that, if they don't have a voice, you don't have a voice.
Well, that's it. I mean, if the Republicans were running everything and doing this, I would say vote Democrat. Or I'd vote for something else. It's a separation of powers. It's a, we've got, I think that's why they're so arrogant, is that they just have gotten away with anything. What do you call that in criminology, where they get emboldened, or what's the...
You know, I don't remember the term. I know exactly what you're talking about, though. I don't remember the term, but they get so brazen about it because they feel like they're untouchable.
They're untouchable.
They get to a place where they can just do anything and know that you'll sit down like a lapdog and take it.
And I think what you said with the police, because so many police are still the bedrock of this country, but then other departments are going crazy. It's that rolling downhill, that arrogance, that you know they're trying to recruit people that'll do whatever they're told.
Yes. Yes, they are. And, you know, you have bigger problems with this, too, is they start to desensitize you in areas that normally you would be affected by, you would react to. And they do it by, well, I think you have a video coming out here. It is psyops. It is ways of keep perpetually gaslighting you, if you will. Keep changing your altar.
So you don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
I study this 18 hours a day. I'm obsessed with it. My wife's like, do you ever stop? You know, because I can't get out of it. Because I realize it's a death struggle against tyranny. This is real. My life's on the line. This is real tyranny in America. There's no debating it.
Right.
And now it's like I'm even more upset because it's all everything. I've been validated and you've been by all the stuff coming out. And people are like, aren't you feeling good? I'm like, no, I'm not feeling good. Now they're not even in trouble when it's all admitted.
Right, right. And, you know, you look at something as, and I don't want to minimalize it, but you look at something as simple as this birth certificate, and I can count on one hand the amount of news stations that have said they even question this versus the amount of times you're told you wear a tinfoil hat, this could never happen. You know, they do these
things. PSYOP.
PSYOP. They plant them in the public's mind. And it's easier to believe the lie, Alex, than it is to believe the truth.
For folks that don't know what gaslighting is, it's a famous film, but it's based on real things that happen. It's like Stockholm Syndrome. There's been famous cases where a pimp or will abuse and punch a woman in the nose, and she's bleeding. He goes, I didn't punch you. You're crazy. And someone that feels powerless, their mind will trick them, and they'll go, I did that to myself? Now people that aren't weak-minded, we go, how does that work? It's like hypnotism works on the weak-minded. America's hypnotized. I mean, that's really it.
Yeah.
How do you get them out of that?
Hypnotized, desensitized.
Yeah.
Well, they made a fatal mistake with the IRS thing. I think that wakes up a lot of people because that is something that people feel. And they're all afraid of the IRS. So that kind of woke them up a little bit.
And imagine going to people and saying, what do you pray at your church for the IRS? Don't.
I can't believe that.
We're going to come right back with your phone calls, a little bit of overdrive, and then he's going to be, how long do you have till you got to get out of here?
I have as much time as you need.
Because I want to do a nightly news interview, and I want to do, and I'll probably put you on with one of my reporters, because then you'll get a word in edgewise. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
do about 5-10 minutes of overdrive the next hour to take the calls that are on the board on a host of subjects. But you really need to go to mcso.org and donate today. That's not why he's here. That was, he didn't even ask me to promote that or talk about trying to fund Sheriff Arpaio's separate group that he heads up, not just investigating the birth certificate, but a lot of other murder cases. You name it. Mike Zullo is our guest, mcso.org. But we were talking about, you know, mysterious deaths of Breitbart and people like that, and Hastings. And it's how the media is like, you shouldn't look at that. It's a conspiracy theory to even look at it. That just shows how they'll turn the other way if a bunch of people start getting killed.
I know. And
that's what you said off air, yeah.
Look, without the media, without a real outlet for people to hear and get truthful reporting, they are then ignorant of facts. They are ignorant of pertinent stories. And how could you expect someone who's ignorant of anything to, number one, take an action, come to their own conclusion, or know the difference between truth and deception? Ignorance is a killer. And until we figure out a way to change that, we are going to have a major, major problem in this country coming to any conclusion as a united body.
I don't want to have confrontations with the system because I get the average person and it's just brainwashed like the general public. But when the government's training and buying billions of bullets and 7,000 armored vehicles and all the rest of this, but you see the public buying 100 million guns since Obama got in, we know of, and everybody says, I don't trust it. People instinctively know this is a tyranny. I mean, is that? I guess that's the last check is that, and I guess if it gets too bad, I hate to think what's going to happen.
Well, you know, Sheriff Arpaio has a tank. Sheriff Arpaio has a 50 caliber machine gun.
But he's elected locally.
But he's never going to use that stuff against his own people. And that's the difference here. You have to tell me, what is
DHS? And he needs it down there in that area. Yeah.
He does need it down there. What is DHS going to do with that kind of equipment? Who are they going to fend off? We have a military to protect the borders. Who are they going to use that against? Why are they acquiring that?
Well, they admit it's for the Tea Party. Their own manuals all say returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, in the fetters, anybody who's really an American. I mean, let's face it. We're nothing special. We're just Americans. I mean,
you know, I say this to a lot of people now. What is the privilege that you have being a United States citizen, being a natural born United States citizen? What are the privileges? Because you can't tell me that we have any, because you can just come over a border and get them here. You don't have to be a citizen to get these privileges.
You get almost more rights when you're not a citizen.
I know when my grandparents came here, they came here, went through the naturalization process, and became United States citizens. And because it meant something, you gained something. You gained those constitutional protections. Those are given to people now regardless of how they come over. Sheriff Arpaio, when he does those immigration sweeps and things that they criticize him about, let me tell you something. I've worked with those deputies, human smuggling deputies. I watched those deputies put their lives on the line, taking down coyotes, bringing over human traffic from Mexico, defending and protecting people from
that's right. Country. Most police just roll over now and take the money. Oh. I mean, look at what they've done in Mexico to the system. I mean, do we really want Mexico to collapse into us? This is madness.
Well, you know, the whole premise that I think is it's just one big open border. I think that's what everybody wants. And they're giving us the ruse.
Look at the signs up to 70 miles into Arizona saying, don't go into this area controlled by Mexican drugs.
I stood right next to those. And you look at
that's the feds planting a flag saying drug cartels took this over.
Yeah, and they're facing inland from the border. They're facing to America telling you don't go in here. It's the United States property.
And then next it'll be 100 miles. Yeah. And then 200 miles. Yeah. And then 300 miles. We're going to come back, take a few calls. Mike Zullo, amazing interview. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.